Yo yo yo, what's up fierce fam? Riley Hart here, back with another daily dose of real talk for your soul. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you're out there navigating the messy world of relationships, and let's be real, that means pretty much all of us, right? We're talking about emotional intelligence, or EQ for short. I know, sounds like some boring self-help mumbo jumbo, but trust me, this stuff is game-changing. Ever felt like your partner was speaking a different language? Or you just couldn't understand why they were freaking out over something that seemed totally chill to you? That's where EQ comes in. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is basically your superpower when it comes to understanding and managing emotions, both yours and those around you. It's about being able to read the room, recognize subtle cues, and respond in a way that actually builds connection instead of causing drama. And trust me, in this day and age of instant messaging and endless scrolling, EQ is more important than ever. So, what are some key takeaways from our emotional intelligence crash course? Number 1. Self-awareness is key. This means knowing your own emotions, triggers, and patterns. What sets you off? How do you react under pressure? Understanding yourself first makes it way easier to understand others. It's like being a detective of your own feelings, right? Second up, empathy is your secret weapon. This isn't about agreeing with everything someone says, but it's about trying to see things from their perspective and understanding where they're coming from. Think of it like stepping into their shoes for a minute. Even if you don't agree with them, showing genuine care and understanding can make a world of difference. Remember that viral TikTok trend where everyone was pretending to be each other's parents? That's empathy in action. Number 3. Communication is king. This isn't just about talking, it's about truly listening and expressing yourself clearly and respectfully. Think I'm exaggerating? Have you ever had a conversation that felt like a never-ending loop of miscommunication? Yeah, me too. EQ helps you communicate effectively, so things don't escalate into full-blown arguments. Now, let's talk about managing conflict, because let's be real, it's inevitable in any relationship. When disagreements pop up, EQ helps you stay calm and collected instead of blowing up. Think of it like this. If your partner is throwing shade, don't throw more shade back. Take a deep breath, try to understand their perspective, and communicate your feelings calmly and assertively. And finally, remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-reflection to develop these skills. Don't beat yourself up if you mess up sometimes, just keep learning and growing. Picture this. You're hanging out with your squad, everything's chill, until someone drops a major bombshell about their relationship drama. Everyone starts giving unsolicited advice, the energy gets intense, and suddenly it feels like a full-blown reality TV episode. But here's where EQ shines. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, you take a moment to listen actively, offer genuine support, and maybe even guide the conversation towards a more constructive outcome. You're not adding fuel to the fire, you're actually helping things cool down and offering a safe space for your friend to process their feelings. That's EQ in action. So, what are we taking away from this emotional intelligence deep dive? Number 1. Self-awareness is your secret weapon. Know thyself, fam. Number 2. Empathy is everything. Try to understand where people are coming from even if you don't agree with them. Number 3. Communication is key. Listen actively, speak clearly, and keep it respectful. And remember, EQ is a superpower you can cultivate. It's about showing up for yourself and others with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of real talk. Now go out there and level up your relationships. Don't forget to DM me your thoughts, tag the episode in your TikTok, or stitch it with your own fierce takes. And as always, remember to follow, rate, and share the podcast like it's your new favorite obsession, because let's be real, it is. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.